And this is CPR News and KRCC. Good morning. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. For the first time, Denver Health finds itself on a list of hospitals at major risk of cuts or even closure because of federal and state rollbacks. But the CEO of Colorado's leading safety net hospital said the report analyst didn't talk to her. Here's Denver Health's Donna Lynn.
In terms of the report, I would say that, first of all, we're not in any danger of cutting services or closing. Public Citizen didn't talk to us to ask us the question. I think they must have just looked at profiles of hospitals and health systems that have a high number of government payers.
Lynn says nearly half of Denver Health's patients are on Medicaid. She also said that she appreciates that the report is raising concern about hospital funding. A politically charged labor bill cleared the Colorado legislature on Friday, but faces a likely veto from Governor Polis. The bill, called the Worker Protection Act by supporters, has wide support from Democrats and labor unions. It would repeal an 80-year-old Colorado rule that mandates workers hold a second election before their union can fully negotiate, even after they've already voted to unionize. Polis vetoed the same measure last year, putting him at odds with fellow Democrats. He signaled he would likely do the same this year. The rift between Polis and legislative Democrats over labor policy goes back years. This morning across Front Range, highs will be in the 70s, then cool down to the 40s. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Time is 7:06.